What is going on, everybody? This is Rawstar of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my wonderful co-host, CW.
That's me, my guy.
And you're listening to The Misfit Effect. Everybody, we got someone so amazing for you, who I really like have enjoyed every minute of the moment since I've met her in 2018 at the XRCO Awards. She, to give you a little background on her, she started taking pictures 2 weeks after her 18th birthday. She started in the porn industry in June 7th, 2017. So her 4-year anniversary by the time this was recorded was like 3 days ago. So she just hit that 4-year final mark. She's been nominated. She's been nominated for many awards, like Urban X Rising Star, Flesh by Cam Model of the Year 2019. She was nominated this year for Most Epic Butt. You know, she's done a lot, and every moment, like I've seen her go on, and since like the time I met her in 2018, 3 years. It's been such a roller coaster to see, like, me cheering her on, like, every step of the way. And an added thing with her, like, our guest next week, guest last week, and our guest we have, like, after our 2-week vacation, she's from the Midwest also. And I think she's from our same state as also. So it's, nice. it's amazing. Without further ado, the brilliant, the beautiful, the amazing, the stunning Lala Ivy.
Hello, hello. That was a great intro. I love that.
So Lala. So everything I did not say, tell them, what did I miss? Who's Lala?
Well, you got all the good stuff. You got the good stuff in. Know that, but now, well, you mentioned I was celebrating 4 years in the industry. I am 4 years later. I'm now directing. I have so many projects going on. It's like I'm like really keeping busy, having so much fun. I'm still shooting a lot, working a lot with a lot of our favorite companies and everything. More events coming soon, hopefully, after such a inside year. So I'm excited by that.
This year was horrendous. It made you change up everything in your entire repertoire to, you know, try to stay afloat.
Oh yeah. I think I needed that year to kind of learn a lot of new trades and everything. Like, so I'm directing now. I'm learning how to pick up the camera and shoot myself. So that's been the most exciting part about, you know, learning a new trade in my career.
Yeah, especially like directing your, like doing your own writing and directing whatever, it just like levels you up more, because once you're able to do that, you can do it in other avenues instead of just solitary by yourself, like for your own OnlyFans and stuff like that. It puts you in a different category than some others.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely looking to expand and grow. You know, I don't want to just do or stop at one thing and just be known for that. But I mean, I'm looking forward to staying as long as I can in the industry. So I think moving forward like this is the best way.
So give us an origin story. Like, what made you want to start in this, you know, this fun industry?
Well, I really started off like modeling, like maybe after I turned 18, my first like boudoir lingerie photo shoot was like 2 weeks after that. So I started adult modeling very first. And shortly after that, I started stripping in Chicago, and I started dancing. I met a lot of like directors, and a lot of people were traveling from LA doing that, and pretty much introduced me to the West Coast, where I met so many directors and producers and got my first mainstream scene in, and everything was pretty cool. So like I pretty much just started from like the adult model, stripper, boom, porn star. So like stair stepped it.
I wonder if you, because you said you used to strip in Chicago. I've only been like, I'm not the biggest fan of going to strip clubs, but the first one I actually enjoyed being at was, I think it was the third one I had to be, I was forced to go to, was in Chicago. It was in a place called Sky Bar.
Okay, yeah.
You heard of that one?
I've heard of Sky Bar.
So that's the only one I remember in Chicago, because it was the only one that I, the first one that I could like, oh, like, okay. They're not that bad, because I just was opting not to even go to another one after just not like, but this is back before I did anything in porn related. This is back in my yesteryears.
Yeah, right.
But like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like your dad was just agreeing with you.
That's a good origin story though, because like it just seems like you already knew like where you wanted to go to. So you say you're also doing the directing thing now. So what is the long term goal for Lala?
I mean, I really want Lala to become a definitely familiar name in the industry, not just, you know, porn star, but porn star, director, entrepreneur. You know, I want to be more, trying to like be more of an influence than just, you know, what we're used to nowadays and where we're. So, I mean, slowly but surely, I'm really figuring everything out. I know where I'm going for the most part, but I'm definitely being curious in some aspects of my career. I like to like, you know, just experiment things and see if I like really like it or not.
I mean, yeah, I know that it takes time to, you know, do certain things, but yeah, and I know that it is difficult, especially for Black women in this energy that want to venture off and do more things outside of just, you know, being the one that is booked, rather than, you know, them booking and doing like major pictures and stuff. I mean, you see certain people doing it now, and like I believe like with the outs of last year that you are starting to get your name around. You, like, most people don't even get that little nomination for the AVN. You can put that on your, hey, I was not, like, I didn't win. They don't let the big black people win, but you were nominated.
Right. I mean, still with a nomination, I feel like that's a great accomplishment. That's something you have to work for. I mean, do a lot to be noticeable for that, you know? So yeah. I'm pretty proud of my accomplishments. I mean, I'm not awarded, but being nominated is just as good to me.
Well, you got to say it like this. You've been in for 4 years, and one of the years didn't count because they didn't have award shows.
Right.
So you can look at it as three good years, and the award season for the later part of this year hasn't happened yet. So there's more nominations there, and then you got all of 2022, and you've been nominated for, like, from what I've seen, I could find three times so far. So that's like one a year. So you're getting something. You're getting going, and people look, like, I've not heard anything negative about Lala yet. So people love working with you. So
yeah, I definitely try to make that impression. I love working with everyone I work with. So try to keep positive on set and anywhere, pretty much. Like, this is really a free spirit like industry. I like to keep it that way.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that sometimes with certain people, but I understand what your sentiment is, trying to keep that mentality.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, easier said than done, for sure. I definitely strive for that.
So, So in the in doing this stuff now, like how many have you have like have you written any like scripts out that you want to have done outside of just, you know, your personal stuff or something like that?
Actually, I have. I've written a few scripts, and I co-directed few projects with Exotic Vixen, and then that's the studio based more on the East Coast, but we're getting nationwide now and out a little bit more. I released my first showcase under that studio that I also directed, so
Is it out yet, or when does it come out?
it is out. It's been out since April 14th, so it's been up for a few months. It's been doing well, so
That's
it's called Vegas Nights. Yeah, I
Vegas
definitely.
Nights. Everybody out there, go purchase. Keyword in that sentence, purchase Vegas Nights. But go ahead, I'm
Yes.
sorry.
Yeah, and that you could just Google that, and it's in all the dope stores online. You can stream it. You don't even have to get a DVD copy. I'm sure nobody has DVDs like that
I
anymore.
said DVD, like
DVD
I was
players.
just trying to sell DVDs over here. No, but no, like go out there and find it. Don't steal it. That's what I'm trying to say is, you know, get it legally, you know.
Right. So definitely.
You, but I just know, like I haven't watched a lot of stuff over the last few months, so everything went past my radar. Just because, you know, you've been locked away, and it's just like, ugh. You can only watch so many things before everything just blurs together.
Right, that is true.
But that's what's up, because I know that, and I said this a few weeks ago on a podcast that it's hard. Like you see some people in the East Coast doing a lot more now. Recently, even though East Coast has been around for forever, whatever, but it's just a side eye people give East Coast compared to West Coast produced films. So is the DVD mainly East Coast talent, or is it a variety of both?
It's actually a both. I try to put a nice diverse mix of talent in my projects. I just like I don't really look at location because nowadays, like you get on the internet or you get on Twitter or Instagram and you see all kinds of talents from all over. So it's pretty easy to find talent nowadays. I feel like they're everywhere, you know.
Yeah, because like I know the majority of people now are just either in everybody's moving to Vegas. Because it's cheaper, especially during this time. So it's like everybody went there, and if they're not here, they're in Los Angeles. And then you have people just scattered around everywhere else, like sprinkles, and then they just fly in and out when necessary.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
and that's a lot different than it was like just 2 years ago, because everybody needed to be like, they had to be ready, like no matter what. And this whole year has changed some of the aspects of what's available. But when I say like looking at it as coast-wise, is that like, you know, some of the respect value that people give, you know, for certain locations, that makes sense without going into, you know, too many details. Yeah, so that's what I meant by that.
Oh yeah.
But that's what's
I'm
up. I'm glad you're actually, you know, getting that going, because just looking back to like when I first met you at the XRCO Awards, you were standing with another talent that's from like well from the Midwest also, and y'all were just sitting there, and I walked up to y'all and just introduced myself, whatever, and it's just seeing like you were kind of shyish, and I'm like seeing you go from that to, you know, where you are now is just so exciting to see transformation, keyword transformation, to from that to that, because you are doing big things.
Thank you, and I do appreciate that. That's it is a growth. I have definitely grown a lot from where I started, and it's so much to go. So I'm like, I'm always humble about everything. I'm just almost staying humble. But I do appreciate that. It took a lot. I mean, being 4 years in industry is not easy. A lot of girls, or a lot of people in general, just don't last a year or even a few months. So it's great to just be here after this long. So
yeah,
it's a good sign. It's a really good sign.
me and CW always talk about that 4 to 5 year drop off.
3 year burn.
Yeah, three year burnout. They do 3 and out, and it's crazy. Like we had a talent on a month ago, and I want to say 2 weeks after we recorded the podcast with them, they quit.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was just like I was talking to CW about something, and then I just seen a message saying they quit. I'm like, well, blah blah, just quit. It is like the podcast that just came out, so it was just like wow, and they were only in for 3 months.
Wow, yeah, that happens pretty often. I mean, things really happen and people don't really know if they want to be in this industry till they really get here and realize that it's a lot of work, you know. It's not easy because
people just think it's about sex. It's like they say, okay, I get booked, I have sex, then I go home.
And yep,
they don't know everything that goes into it, the fact that they gotta get tested every 2 weeks. And they gotta pay for their own testing.
It's a lot of responsibility in this industry, for real.
You know, if they have a manager or not, or if they know how to self-book themselves. And there's so much people just forget it's a business rather than y'all are grown people having sex.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
But yeah, you've pressured on. You hit that 4 year mark, and So are you? You have anything else that's coming out that you look for also? Because I know you said this one came out 2 months ago. So you have anything else as far as an Ivy production?
The other day opened my first merch store, so now my fans and supporters can buy merchandise for me. Something that my fans been asking about for a while, and I finally got a chance to kind of get that put together, and now it's out. And so I have that going on, and I am working on
I will say this, because I was about to tell everybody, because depending on the shirt, as long as the shirt doesn't show nudity, straight up nudity, it's because there's some people shirts I want to buy from our guests, whatever, but they're just bearing it all, and I just can't walk around in the neighborhood around
I wouldn't even walk around and try
young people in the titties just out there here we go, this is an Ivy titty. And it's not even on Tuesday, I want to support my friends and colleagues, but it's just that's a whole vagina just sticking out. I can see the vagina, it's
Yeah, that's a little too explicit for t-shirts, I feel like. My shirts are pretty fun. They're cartoon style. I just decided to stay on the PG-16 side of the t-shirts.
Okay, yeah. So everybody out there, go get your t-shirt. I might get me one. I'm going to get me one, hopefully. And I'm going to check it out and, give me an Ivy t-shirt. And just rock, I'm rocking around because I haven't purchased any t-shirts in since 2019. So,
oh yeah, we all have to get our t-shirt game back up. It's been a whole year.
Well, it's just like I think I know certain people who have released ones, but like as I said, it's the whole, you know, like even though I want to support them, I can't, you know, walking around with
you can't do the nudity, right?
Just because, like, I live in a residential area, like,
right? There's kids around.
It's families. Like, yeah. I don't want to walk out and just either traumatize a child or you know, have them, like, their parents walk up to me and say, "So my child saw your t-shirt, and they came back to me with questions, and I don't really appreciate." I'm not trying to have that conversation.
Right?
Because it's like literally like across the street, it's just young people. So.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a problem. I don't like having that conversation with my Uber drivers when they recognize me. I'm just like.
How often do you get recognized?
Oh, they hit me with the, "I think I know you from somewhere." When they say that, it's like, oh, okay. Okay. Where? Go ahead, tell me. You watch porn, huh? Like, so.
See, I'm going to say two things to that really quick, though. Because I'm going to say, like, when I first started doing anything in the industry, like, CW knew more talent than I knew. Like, knew by their faces. And we were at, this is the first.
Up there, like, CW used to watch a lot of porn, huh? Thanks.
I mean, no, I didn't say that. I said you knew more than my other faces. How?
Put his business out like that.
But it's true, though. So we're sitting at the Urban X Awards, and I'm like, and CW, like, I'm saying, like, I don't know this person. And then, like, he's talking to another talent who was sitting next to him. He's like, yeah, Raw doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't really watch porn. And they were like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "Not much."
Not much, right?
And now these days, like, I know everybody in CW's catching up. Because I think we've switched in that regards. But no, I know because we do this podcast. But we used to do a YouTube show more so, and we were promoting all these events, whatever, that had my face and his face on it. And it's just weird when someone comes to you and they recognize you from something porn related, and even more so for you because it means that they've finished from watching you.
Oh God!
Mm-hmm. It is like it's just it's just a different.
Yeah, put that in there. Huh?
I mean, yeah. They have.
I mean, you still should be ashamed of me watching porn. No, porn is porn. Everyone watches it at one point.
Everybody, a lot of people watch it and they don't want to admit to watching.
Yeah, I feel like everyone came across it and. Few seconds of it once in their life.
I mean, you can't, it's inevitable that, like, by the age of like 23, you have at least seen something porn related.
Exactly. Yeah. No doubt.
And even if you don't know person's names, you know what they look like. You know? So there's that. But yeah, I just don't want to walk around here with a la-la titty and, you know, traumatize everybody in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
And then they walk up to me, like, and then those walk up to me like, "So who's that performer?"
Right. I mean, that's the point of the show.
I'm sorry, but no one saw me lick my lips. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh for a second.
I'm just saying, that was the point of my shirts, to catch some attention, but not that attention. I don't want that type of attention. Just something fun and something, like, cute, you know?
And are these all going to be on your website or linked somewhere else? Or
yes, this is going to be on my official store on my website. So lalaivy.com, and the official store is there. And that's where all my t-shirts and even my products from my boutique is there. So,
oh, so tell us about this boutique. What is this boutique? What is
so I released a skin like line of skincare line about a year ago, almost a few months ago in September of last year. So I've been kind of pushing that. So I'm on like oils and body butters and lubricants and candles, and I'm trying to like, you know, some all like spa essentials, my own feel goods. So I do offer that for my supporters and fans. I have a store for that purchase. Everything is handmade. And
is it specific? Is it specific to a gender, or because I know there's different. Like for example, I know people make ones like this, and it's specific to gender. Is yours a cross, or is it just for a certain one, or how does that work?
No, this is non-gender. This is it's for everyone. I want everyone to kind of be involved in this brand. All my brands, even my shirts, can be ordered for female, male, whoever, you know. So I'm like, I don't look at gender when it comes to selling products. Like, it's for everyone.
No. I'm not saying that you don't market to someone. I was just wondering because I know that there's some products that are specifically made for, you know, certain skin.
Like if I was to release like some male enhancement supplements, which I am thinking about, so with later, you know, that would be for, of course, whoever has a penis in the male, you know. Like, but a lot of my stuff is anyone could use it. I feel like it's pretty versatile and diverse.
Okay, you just doing a lot. Okay, you got the candles, you got the attire, you got the cocoa butter, and you know black people need the cocoa butter.
Look, I love coconut oil, everything, you know.
See, I use that for my hair. When it's actually done, coconut oil, you know, mm-hmm. helps the dreads, you know. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, I might be releasing my own hair products with coconut oil soon. Even though, like,
see, if it's a spray, I support. So I don't like using the little driplets because I don't have the hand eye coordination to drip between the dreads. So I always just use the spray. Because it's easier to get to my scalp because, you know, I'm lazy. So, yeah. Okay, Miss Businesswoman, Miss Versatile. Okay. I mean, it's just great to see, you know, someone from the Midwest knowing what you do, and you just, you know, persevering and doing all this stuff. And, you know, I always say that a lot. I really love to meet people from the Midwest because we have like Midwest folks, we all have different mentalities.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so true.
And you could tell a Midwest person from another. So, and I think y'all are actually from the same city because you weren't born in Chicago. So I think y'all were born in the same city. So
nice. Yeah, shout out to the Midwest.
Yeah. So we always ask this question. Usually ask this question. So the people who you have not worked with yet, who have you who do you have in your vision of people who you haven't worked with yet that you really want to work with?
Oh boy, this is one of my favorite questions because it's like I'm trying to manifest this to happen. I say honey gold, okay, like literally every time. So I hit me with this question because I'm so surprised that we haven't worked with each other yet. And it's been 4 years and she probably been in the industry just as long or maybe even a little bit longer. So I'm like surprised that didn't happen. So I'm still hoping with both.
It's just You went mute.
Huh?
No, I was saying her thing muted. But yeah, we always ask for your top five. So yeah, that's surprising you haven't worked with Honey yet, especially since y'all started about the same time.
The same time?
Then y'all started.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I said around the same time. Yeah, but we always ask like who else outside of Honey?
For this Honey, there's Kissa Sims. I love her work. I feel like she's amazing. One of my inspos. And of course, Anna Fox. Like, we worked on a project together, but not together. Like, it was crazy. But I would love to work with Anna Fox. I think that'd be really hot.
Anna is amazing. You know, Anna is completely amazing. I haven't seen Kissa in a long, long time. She's a great human, but I haven't seen her in a long, long time. But okay, that's a really good list, actually.
Yeah, it's a good list.
And I believe one of those might be easier than the other, because I know one of them is doing directing and writing right now their own stuff. So
yes,
that might manifest more than anybody else on that list. So okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anna's doing a lot of stuff on her own right now.
I've heard. Yeah. I definitely would love to work with her on whatever. Just love her.
So if any one of y'all three out there listening or want to tell the people to book them together, just tweet one of those people and say, "Hey, can we get Honey Gold, Kissa Sands, Lala Ivy, and Anna Fox together?" And you know, just have a random business scene and like a work scene, and they just all of a sudden just go at it for whatever reason, and they just attack each other. It'd be perfect.
Just
randomly tweet that to all of
them. Sorry, I was like, let me set up the scene.
I mean, because like I'm trying to envision like the scenario, you know, because Lala, like with me, I'm all about storyline. I need to know why people are having sex. So that's why I just envision it really quick.
Yeah, you just want that to come down. I feel you though. Yeah, that's a good one.
Because without a story, it just seems like, okay.
I do like the lead ups and the stories. I feel like it adds a little bit more, you know, like feeling into it. It kind of like makes more sense than just straight at it. I don't know.
Because like sex, for me, and like even in your writing, whatever you write, it's all about that bringing me into the scene, you know, because like porn for me in general is a fantasy that I'm fantasizing that I'm either with or they like physically there, you know, and you have to get me inside of the area, whatever. So right. if I know the build up, if I know why this is going on, I'm more into it rather than just seeing two models do some who can't dance and some who can dance, like whatever, like a silhouette dance, whatever, and then it goes into it and a titty is already in someone's mouth. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's like, too soon a little bit.
Okay. I mean, I get it. Most people don't like the storyline. They fast forward past whatever. They just like to get into it and pop it off really quick, but not me. I need to know the details.
I need to know the details.
I do. Like, Like,
yeah, you want to know what happened before the good parts, right?
Yeah, and like for example, like if this is a Lala scene, okay, and she's in a store or whatever, and she meets, let's say Isaiah Maxwell walk in, and like they get to talking whatever. And then all of a sudden they freaking in the back of the store. Okay, I get it. I understand what happened. Yeah. I understand why Isaiah was attracted to her in the store. I get it. You know? I'm sorry. Anyway, I don't know why I got started on this tangent.
But yeah, I definitely feel you. I like to know what led them to the good part, right? I want to know that part too, because that's also a good part.
And the fact that like I mainly only watch Girl, it even more need for me to know the story, because I want to be involved and just being the one that's really just sitting there spectating.
You know? Right. It's just like you're actually there, right?
Yeah. It's like watching a movie. So if this is Endgame, like why are you there? You know? Like I don't want to watch Hawkeye. You know, I want someone who actually can make a difference. So
exactly.
Okay, so you have all these ventures going on. That's really exciting, whatever.
My life stays exciting. I'm excited about everything that's going on.
No, because I knew somewhat about the boutique, but I didn't know about the clothes, and I didn't know like you had a full-on freaking store going on, whatever, you know. And I'm over here being a little cheerleader right now. You can see this. I can't hide this. You know, it's big lip smile over here. It's like, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, seriously. I've been cheering you on ever since 2018 when randomly crossed paths.
Definitely. We go way back.
So, like, do you have anything like coming up? Like, cause I know they've already opened up. I know you dance too, So, do you do that in your current state now? Because I know they're already open.
Well, I am moving to California pretty soon. So,
okay.
I mean, I've lived the Vegas life for a while. I mean, Vegas is pretty open. They're doing their thing. I guess I'm proud of them. Vegas been, you know, their own city since the beginning. So, but I'm pretty much still a Rolling Stone. I'm moving around, and because with so much of my work is now in LA, you know, I have to kind of find a more permanent place there.
Okay.
Just temporary, maybe a year or two, just so I could settle into like my new business adventures and everything.
Yeah, I found like the place I live now. I moved here in October, the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, I like this place because I'm by myself, but like, there was a lot of stuff that was just randomly open, and if I wasn't so cheap and wanted to pay like $200-$300 extra dollars, I could have found a much bigger place. But I really love the area that I found, and for how cheap it, like for what I pay, you know, and the fact that I'm in a house by myself, I don't have to worry about, you know, apartments and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm more of a house person now myself. So I'm hoping
to search it for something. This is the first time I lived by myself. So it's because I always had roommates, because it was just more efficient, especially in LA. Because rent is so expensive out here. I'm always saying that I wish I could get a house out here for how much you pay in Indiana. So, but okay. Let me see. What else is on this list? So, I'm sorry. So you have all this going on. I'm just excited to see all this stuff grow for you. You know.
Oh yeah.
So what does Lala do for fun out here? What is the fun side outside of porn that Lala do that you're willing to share?
Oh, the fun side. Well, I just started kind of like getting back into clubbing and partying a little bit. I am celebrating my porn anniversary this month, so I'm hosting a pool party soon. Just a small pool party with my friends, and try to get back into like the party in LA, atmosphere again. Of course, it's gonna be LA. So I'm definitely inviting you, seeing the address and everything. But I'm trying to get back into doing events again. I know Urban Next is around the corner, and it's gonna be more private this year also. And you know,
Urban Next, as far as the text I got of last week, it might be late October, early September. It's just fighting a venue right now because we've planned out everything already. The third night is already set in stone. We already know what we're gonna do. We already know what we're gonna do each day. It's about finding a venue because every time we find something for a Friday, all the stuff that for what we want to do Saturday is booked all the way through. So we're just trying to quickly organize all of that. So by the time we come around, it can be, you know, done right. And we figure that, you know, it's going to be more private, more so for the performers and the nominees than anybody else, than how many fans will actually show up for it this year. So COVID did a number on everything that we wanted to do with Urban X. So.
Oh yeah. But not as well. Hopefully get everything back into swing.
I did just get a look-see at the category, because we're not doing the full show, but I did get a look-see at the categories and some of the nominees we put together. So, and I can't wait to share that with everybody, but I can't do that just yet. So, but I'm gonna try to be the first part like people to say, so here's the scoop, you know.
Right.
So, no, but yeah. Okay. You coming back? The thing is, I know. But yeah, I know that you have a bright future ahead of you. And I want to say thank you for coming on. You are an absolute pleasure and a joy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tell everybody, like, where can we find Lala? Like, tell everybody where they can, you know, purchase the content, like, get to know the Lala Land.
Well, you can find me on social media, starting at there. Twitter at the Lala Ivy. It's LALAIVEY. And same thing with Instagram now, is the Lala Ivy. My website, lalaivy.com, and that'll just link you to everything else pretty much. So thank you for having me on the show. I definitely had fun talking to you guys. It's been a while.
Everybody out there, don't forget the E in her name.
Yes, I have that E in my name.
I know that
everybody forgets that E in my name.
When I first started writing it, I always forgot the E until I think until I put your number in my phone originally, that's when I realized it stayed in my brain. But at first, just typing it out to other people saying, yeah, check out this person, whatever. It wasn't staying in my brain. But everybody, don't forget the E. Lala Ivy.
Don't forget that E.
Yeah. CW, real quick, where can they find you really quick?
You can find me at CC Fitness LA on Instagram, on Twitter, on the TikTok, CC Fitness on Facebook, and at CCFitnessLA.com.
Do you have a TikTok, Lala? Have you done the TikTok?
I haven't done the tick to the talk yet, but I'm on Triller. Is that something that if anybody's listening and do Triller, I'm on there at High Ivy. That's when I just get lit with my blunts and just, it's like a music video app, just like TikTok, but I think it's better.
Looks like that. I've never heard of it. So
it's like you get to create little music videos, small, like kind of like Snapchat style, TikTok style.
Oh, okay.
I'll definitely send out trailers and links all the time on my Twitter, so you've probably seen a few of them there.
I think I've seen it, but I always just thought it was kind of like you know how everybody has those links that just come out, like someone has resubscribed to this, or give me a call, like this is for the people who do the call, I don't know the website, the call, call me, whatever, and they'll talk to you. I probably saw it and thought it was just one of those.
Oh yeah, it's those just sites. Like that type of advertisement.
No,
this was fun. This one, I do this for fun for my friends, just to see the fun side of me. I like to dance and things like that. So you want to see me go dance and just twerk and have fun? Just hit the trailer.
Do you sing on there?
I don't sing, but I play instruments. I might hop on a keyboard or piano or something.
I mean, so what instruments can you play real quick? I'm being nosy now.
Now you're being nosy. I play piano, guitar, violin, but I'm strong. My strong instrument is the piano. I've been playing that for 7 years.
I tried to play two of those instruments, and one I was just horrible at, and the other one I hurt my finger when I was trying to learn it. I was trying to learn the piano, and I injured my finger at, I was working at McDonald's. This is a long, long, oh my God, I am old time ago. I was in college and I injured my finger and I had to quit because I injured my finger and I couldn't play it in class. I had to drop the class. And I probably played violin in middle school. And I never could do it right. It was quite sad. It was really like it was disappointing how bad I was at it. So then I picked up singing, and that was my audition. So everybody, you know, just assumed I could sing. I don't think I could sing.
Everyone can sing. It just takes that practice. You have to like unlock your vocals or something.
I never thought that I could sing whatever, but like because you hear me talk like this is the voice that I talk in, because I had a really bad stutter and people couldn't understand me, so I never talk in my natural voice. This is like me like using more air to try to talk higher instead of my natural voice. And so you can understand me. Because if I don't, my voice is way down here. And it's actually a little bit lower than this. If I don't, exert all that energy. And sometimes you can't understand my voice because this is my natural voice. And it's like, and people will hear me at my house talk like this. They just think I'm talking low, but I'm like, no, this is my... This is the voice I use when I'm not trying to, exert more energy. And you can see why I don't talk like this, because sometimes you can understand what I'm saying. So I use all my extra energy and, you know, talk like this. So, yeah. And they used to make me sing in that lower voice. Just because I can go really deep. So, but yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody, check out her everything. You know, she's a brilliant, beautiful woman. She's doing so much crap out here. She's exciting. And real quick, if you want to follow us, we are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, and on Twitter. We are burbankmisfits.com. You want to see everything that we do from me doing graphics editing, videography, photography, CWO's doing the CW's fitness stuff. And you want to find me on Matt Ross, or R-A-W-S-C-A-R-R. Again, Lala, thank you for coming on. Everybody go out there, follow her OnlyFans, pay for her recent film. You know, just go out there and support everything that she does. She's very energetic, she's very outgoing, and you know, there's so much more that you will see from her, especially when this crazy pandemic is over, and she deserves every bit of everything that she gets in her future. So we will see y'all next. Well, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. We're taking a two-week vacation.
I appreciate that.
No, no doubt, because you do.
Okay.
Oh, I'm always cheering the praises of Lala, and that's why we wanted to have you on season one, but you ended up having to, you ended up getting booked.
I'm here, and I definitely enjoyed the
show. You got booked, and then you had to go out, and we just haven't had an opportunity to get you back on yet ever since then. So that was season one. That was season one of the show. I've seen so many bright lights in your future. I knew back then it was gonna be like headlights and bright lights for Lala Ivy. And ever since then, I'm like, we'll get her on eventually, because I've seen the promise in your future since then. And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I see all the fruition of it. So no, but seriously though, thank you for coming on, and we'll see you all next week.